Real News Radio, exposing government corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Real News Radio, this is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies, deceit and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 9th, 2013. We're in our first hour. We're streaming live at therealnewsradio.com if you want to watch the broadcast. Sign up for the newsletter. It goes out each weekend, packed with all the news and information. Special thanks to our lead researcher, Terry, for all of her hard work helping me with the website. Also, check out alternativemedia.org. We're going to be using some of the stories Brian's posted there. And if you're looking for news and information, definitely check out the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and help support Republic Broadcasting to keep shows like this on the air. Also, I had an email earlier this morning from Lee. And apparently my donate tab on my website has once again magically disappeared. So we will keep you posted on that. You know, all the time something crazy going on with the website. We've got a lot of news and information to cover. We're going to start this hour with discussing the fact Eric Holder drone strikes against Americans on U.S. soil are legal. I mean, isn't it amazing that we're even discussing the fact that the federal government of the United States is bent on condoning killing Americans in America with drones? With all the problems we've got in this country, this is what our elected officials are so concerned with. We're going to get into that story. Also, this story I can't wait to get into. Obama borrowed nearly six times as much money in February as the sequester cuts cut all year. Yes, we went $253 billion in the hole in February, while all the fear-mongering about the $84 billion was the top news story. Unbelievable. And that story is in from CNSNews.com. Also, because of the sequester, Department of Homeland Security plans to release 5,000 more illegal immigrants. We're going to talk about that as well. And also, to start off next hour, the Dow hits an all-time high again. This is a great story by the economiccollapseblog.com. A bubble is always the biggest right before it bursts. It's kind of a lengthy article. A lot of times I refrain from reading something that lengthy, but we're going to get into this story. 80% of New York City high school graduates can't read. Can't read. We're going to talk about that story, too. And now the Department of Homeland Security is admitting that they have built predator drones that can recognize someone carrying a gun. Look at what is coming from this government with the use of technology and who they're putting under the microscope. The American people. Also, we've got a great video posted on therealnewsradio.com discussing internment camps here in America. Hopefully, we'll have time to play that. We've got an imbecile in Florida in the legislature that has actually proposed a bill requiring everyone to take anger management courses to buy bullets. We're going to discuss that story next hour as well. As well as take your phone calls. I apologize. Last week, there was a lot of people on hold, didn't get in. Hopefully, we'll be able to make up for that. Got all the emails. When we go to the phones, call in. We're coming back. Eric Holder, let's kill Americans in America with drones. Back in a moment.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so
Real News Radio Farron in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses. And I'm running into you every day that still believe the lie. Now, to get us started, this is in from WashingtonExaminer.com. Attorney General Eric Holder can imagine a scenario in which it would be constitutional to carry out drone strikes against Americans on American soil, he wrote in a letter to Senator Rand Paul. It is possible, I suppose, to imagine a circumstance in which it would be necessary and appropriate under the Constitution and applicable laws of the United States for the president to authorize the military to use lethal force within the territory of the United States. Holder replied in a letter to Paul's question about whether Obama has the power to authorize lethal force, such as a drone strike, against a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil and without trial. Paul condemned the idea, the U.S. Attorney General's refusal to rule out the possibility of a drone strike on American citizens and on American soil is more than frightening. It is an affront to the constitutional due process of rights of all Americans, Rand Paul said in a letter. Now, I find it just fascinating that we're here even discussing this type of legislation and this type of ideas from our government. It is how far we have fell in America, how detached this government is from reality, and how sad a place the future of America looks. Now, Global Research wrote an excellent article on this, and Brian's got it posted on alternativemedia.org. And the headline to it is, Democrats shamefully silent on Obama administration's assertion of rights to assassinate Americans on U.S. soil. Rand Paul carried out a historic 13-hour filibuster of Drone Master-in-Chief John Brennan's nomination for CIA chief, but the Huffington Post slammed Democrats for being missing in action, and progressive news host called Senator Paul a constitutional hero. One of the top constitutional law experts in the country, Jonathan Turley, a progressive liberal, writes, what was most striking about this principled stand is the virtual total absence of Democrats in speaking out against Obama. Just this week, Attorney General Eric Holder admitted that this policy could include killing citizens on U.S. soil with drones, yet the Democrats worked to stop not the kill list policy, but Paul's filibuster. Obama apologists have attacked Rand for some of his other positions to avoid dealing with the fact that Obama is claiming the powers of an imperial president. I do not agree with Paul on many things, but I commend him for his stand and condemn those who remained silent again in the face of this authoritarian policy of Obama. Now, the lack of opposition to Obama's kill list policy is a national disgrace. It shows the triumph of a cult of personality with the Democratic ranks, where both members and voters have chosen Obama over longstanding values of civil liberties that once defined their party. Now, that is all according to Jonathan Turley. Senator Paul's office sent a series of unofficial transcripts of Paul's filibuster speech. And here is just a little bit. I wanted to read a little bit of what Rand Paul said during this lengthy filibuster. Now, I've been outspoken, not always in agreement with Rand Paul, but sadly, we've got so few in Washington that will actually stand up for anything. Until in this instance, we're glad to have Rand Paul at least attempting to get some of the truth out. This is what Rand Paul had to say. No American should be killed by a drone on American soil without first being charged with a crime, without first being found to be guilty by a court. That Americans could be killed in a cafe in San Francisco or in a restaurant in Houston or at their home in Bowling Green, Kentucky is an abomination. It is something that should not and cannot be tolerated in this country. The principle is one that, as Americans, we have fought long and hard for, and to give up on that principle, to give up on the Bill of Rights, to give up on the Fifth Amendment protection that says that no person shall be held without due process, that no person shall be held for a capital offense without being indicted. This is a press American tradition and something we should not give up on so easily. When I asked the president, can you kill an American on American soil, it should have been an easy answer. It is an easy question. It should have been a resounding no. The president's response, he hasn't killed anyone yet. We're supposed to be comfortable with that. People, having done this show for the past 4 years, it now just blows my mind to see how they have incrementally passing this legislation. You see this, these sellout traders in Washington, not concerned with the economic collapse, not concerned with the ghost malls, not concerned with the empty manufacturing buildings that dot the landscape. No, they're worried about how they can use drones. Posse comitatus is history. How they can use drones on Americans, how they can continue to start wars to save the peace, how they can continue to bankrupt this country. There is no representation in Washington, D.C. for we the people. The Republicrats and the Democrats are sold out. They represent the corporations and the banks. They do not represent we the people. It could not be more painfully obvious than in this legislation and these statements of Eric Holder and Barack Obama and the rest. It is unbelievable that this society sits back. And it is this article by Global Research that's posted on alternativemedia.org. How about the fact that the Democratic Party, it doesn't matter, I guess, what legislation comes out of this administration, they will go along with it. Yes, kill Americans in America. Yes, use drones. The fear-mongering from this sequester, the lapdog puppet prostituted media, the non-journalism by these major networks, the mainstream media, the politicians in Washington, D.C., with their blatant open traitorness to the American people, it makes me sick. And yet, when you have discussions about these topics with the average Americans in this area, they regurgitate the lies that they've heard from the mainstream media. They say things like, well, the economy's getting better. I wish if I had a dollar for every time someone has said that to me, my economy would be getting better. it blows your mind. Now, RepublicBroadcasting.org had posted this article to follow up. Obama administration says president can use lethal force against Americans on U.S. soil. This is from MotherJones.com. It's an update. Attorney General Eric Holder sent a second letter to Rand Paul on Thursday clarifying the administration's views on the use of military force inside the United States. Yes, the president does have the authority to use military force against American citizens on U.S. soil. See, posse comitatus, that is history. But only in extraordinary circumstances, Attorney General Eric Holder said in a letter to Senator Rand Paul on Tuesday. The U.S. Attorney General's refusal to rule out the possibility of drone strikes on American citizens and on American soil is more than frightening, Paul said Tuesday. It is an affront to the constitutional due process rights of all Americans. Last month, Paul threatened to filibuster the nomination of John Brennan, Obama's pick to head the CIA, until he answered the question of whether or not the president can kill American citizens through the drone strike program on U.S. soil. You see, these people, they don't even want to answer the questions. Who are you to ask us? Don't you know there's a tyranny in place here, you peasant? We don't answer questions for you. So therefore, Rand Paul filibuster. Brennan told Paul that the agency I have been nominated to lead does not conduct lethal operations inside the United States, nor does it have the authority to do so. Brennan said that the Justice Department would answer Paul's question about whether Americans could be targeted for lethal strikes on U.S. soil. Holder's answer was more detailed, however, stating that under certain circumstances, the president would have the authority to order lethal attacks on American citizens. So they're going to hold on to this claim and just wait. And there will be some instance. We've already seen drones being used against Americans in America. We know that. We've also documented the fact that drones come from any size, from about the size of a grain of rice to as big as they want to build them. And they seem to be very, very concerned with their ability to use them in America. And this in conjunction with the other legislation that we've seen, like the National Defense Authorization Act and a whole litany of others, just evaporating any rights of the American people. Marching us into the police state incrementally through their legislation. And as your mainstream media condones all this action because they're the prostitute that they are, it is scary times for us children. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, Obama borrowed nearly six times as much in February as all of the rhetoric about sequester. Back in moments.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Real News Radio. This is Farron saying, give me liberty, or let's give you death. And this story right here, you know, I'm not able to watch mainstream media that much to see if they ever cover any of this. It's very doubtful. But if these news shows were legitimate, this is what they would have reported this past week, because this would have been important news for the American citizens that are trying to put together what's truth from the false reality that they try to generate for the public to consume, and so many do. Now, this is from CNS News. Obama borrowed nearly six times as much in February as sequester cuts all year. Now, the fear-mongering is still going on, because see, what they're going to do is they're going to cut the services. They're going to use this to cut services that scare you. We're going to get into what they're doing with the southern border here shortly. But while the prostituted media and this trash in Washington would have you think, and when I say trash, I'm talking about both parties, because the Republicans don't come out and make it clear exactly what's going on either, because they're both owned by the banks and the corporations. It's obvious. The mask is off. Let's face the reality. Let's get out of the denial and face the reality that we, the people, do not have any representation in Washington, D.C. If we did, these things I discuss would not be happening. During the month of February, as President Barack Obama was warning Americans, they could see dramatic effects in their lives if sequestration of some planned federal spending kicked in. The federal government's debt climbed by $253.5 billion. Just in the month of February, while they were going around saying, there's not going to be any head start. People's jobs right here is going to be lost. There's not going to be any air traffic controllers. We're not going to be able to continue fighting our wars of aggression. The southern border is going to be wide open. How can we cut $84 billion from the projected increases? How could it be? The sky will fall. We went $258 billion in the hole. You know, I try to say it every week so people can keep up with these numbers. They are confusing. I hate the emails when I say it's we go $4.8 billion a day in the hole. And you people, you spend your time writing an email to try to tell me it's 4.6 or something. What difference does it that really make? I can find 10 different statistics of different numbers. I try to be conservative. But 4.8, round that up to 5, 30 days, that's $150 billion we go per month. But, according to CNS News, we go $253 billion just in February. That 1 month increase in the debt was nearly six times as much as the $44 billion in spending cuts the Congressional Budget Office estimates will take place in all of fiscal 2013 as a result of the sequestration. The combined $35 billion in discretionary cuts and the $9 billion in mandatory cuts, or $44 billion, that will actually take place this year equal approximately one-sixth of the new debt the federal government accumulated in February. Bottom line, in February alone, the government borrowed nearly six times as much as it intends to save with the sequester over the rest of the entire fiscal year. Isn't that amazing? I mean, for those of you that couldn't see through this fear-mongering from Washington and couldn't connect the dots, it's hopeless for you. I mean, I had people actually emailing me and calling me worried about these cuts. Can we not cut a dime ever? That's what they would have us to believe because it is by design to continue the economic collapse of America. These people are criminals. They are traitors and they're destroying our country. Well, they paid all of that useless lip service, fear-mongering the American people. They were going further in debt in February, six times as much as what they were trying to cut. It's absurd. It is ridiculous. And the people need to know this information. They need to know how big a liars we've got in Washington, D.C., and in conjunction with the prostituted media. The fear-mongering that went on, and I know we discussed this last Saturday. I saw Obama, he was in front of some plant somewhere, had some people around him, some workers. He was saying some of these people are going to lose their jobs over these cuts. I mean, they do not want to cut a dime. They want unlimited spending. The more they can spend it, the faster they can spend it, the faster they can enslave your children and grandchildren, the faster they can bankrupt this country, the better. That's the way they see it. And nobody and the mainstream media wants to call it for what it is, which is traitorous. We're having to do the job that the mainstream media will not do. It is unsustainable. It cannot continue this way. They're destroying our way of life in America. They're destroying our economy. It is intentionally being done. Their cuts are laughable. We've got to have drastic cuts if you wanted to balance the budget. I'm talking about drastic. And we all know it. Those of us that's got sense enough to look and see what's actually going on. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, Department of Homeland Security plans to release 5,000 illegal immigrants due to the sequestration.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back from the Real News Radio Fair and in the studio saying, red alert, there's a mass pandemic in America. Americans are in love with their enslaver. They have Stockholm Syndrome. And sadly, that is where we find ourselves today. Now listen to this, we said it. Anyone could predict it. That once the sequestration went into effect, all they would talk about is cuts that you did not want because you feel like it affects your security or whatever. That's where they would point to and try to make it like it's the biggest deal that's ever been, that they had to install these tiny little cuts. This is from the WashingtonExaminer.com as well. House investigators learned Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials developed plans to release 5,000 illegal immigrant detainees, although the Department of Homeland Security has denied responsibility for the decision. An internal document obtained by the House Judiciary Committee shows that administration officials at ICE prepared cold calculations. House investigators learned Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials developed plans to release about 5,000 illegal immigrant detainees. An internal document obtained by the House Judiciary Committee shows that the administration officials at ICE prepared cold calculations to release thousands of criminal aliens onto the streets because of the sequestration. The decision to release detained aliens undermines the Department of Homeland Security's mission to keep our homeland secure and instead makes our communities less safe and more vulnerable. Good late, Representative, a Republican said, I'm not sure where from. Regardless of sequestration, Department of Homeland Security actually has plenty of funding to pay for the detention of criminals. Unfortunately, it seems administration officials are more interested in using sequestration to promote their political agenda than as an opportunity to get our nation's physical house in order. So let me say it again. If the American people or either party tries to force this administration to actually have to cut the budget, this is what you're going to get. We're going to have to release criminals to the streets. We're going to have to open the southern border. We can't afford it. It is sickening the level that the scum will stoop to try to scare the American people into accepting runaway deficits as the norm. To accept the bankrupting of our children and grandchildren's future. You have to accept this. This has to go on, lest the sky will fall. Now, isn't this interesting? At the same time that article is coming out, the WashingtonTimes.com reported the sequestration cuts are now officially in place, but many government agencies appear to be hiring freely anyway. So while we've got to release the illegal aliens, while we can't have border security, we will continue hiring freely in other agencies. The U.S. Forest Service on Monday posted help wanted ads for a few good men and women to work as recreation aides this summer. The Internal Revenue Service advertised for an office secretary. The U.S. Mint wanted 24 more people to press coins, and the Agricultural Department said it needs three insect production workers. Monday marked the first regular workday under sequestration, and federal agencies posted more than 400 job ads. How about that? Where you at, Pone Hannity? Where you at, Lesh Bimbo? Here's the stories. So, it's not like they don't have the money to do what they want to do. It is, and we're going to get into, I've got it, I don't see it in front of me here, but where they were talking about the cutbacks, and we ran one of the stories last week on the southern border. So the fear mongering will continue from Washington, D.C. if for any reason they have to cut the budget one iota. Now, I wanted to get into these stories this hour, and I'm going to get all the news out. In the third hour, we're going to take phone calls the whole hour. I want everyone to have time, because there was a lot of people who didn't get in last week. But, you know, these stories just stay in the news, and it just blows my mind. This past week, CBS Detroit reported a 9-year-old boy's birthday cupcake sparked a school controversy that just keeps growing, with scores of people lining up against a principal who found the cupcake's toppings inappropriate. The boy was chided, and so were his parents, for cupcakes featuring Little Green Army Man on top. Shall Elementary School principal Susan Wright called the parents at home and said the cupcakes were insensitive. In the wake of Sandy Hook school shootings, school staff pulled the army men before they were served. The parents reacted by calling the media, and the principal, who refused to speak publicly on the issue, issued an extensive statement that said, in part, "In the climate of recent events in schools, we walk a delicate balance in teaching nonviolence in our buildings and trying to ensure a safe, peaceful atmosphere." The You know, I thought that the school and the media was supposed to glorify the soldier, but the same story or a similar story in from Baltimore, a student in Baltimore was suspended over breakfast. 7-year-old Josh Welch was eating a Pop-Tart at school. A teacher saw the pastry, said she thought it looked like it was being shaped into a gun. The teacher said she also thought she heard the word bang, bang. That was enough to get him suspended. Welch said his teacher got it completely wrong. It was already a rectangle, and I just kept on biting on it and tore off the top. And it kind of looked like a gun, but it wasn't. Welch said he was trying to shape the Pop-Tart into a mountain. The school sent out a letter late in the day to parents explaining what happened and why they thought it was a threat. A student used food to make an inappropriate gesture. Welch was suspended for 2 days. Isn't it just amazing where we find ourselves at today? A kid eating a Pop-Tart. How well could you, a 7-year-old, shape a Pop-Tart into looking like a gun anyway? But I mean, is this political correctness never going to end? Is this insanity and stupidity never going to end? Well, apparently not. Because you've got to listen to this story. And while we're dealing with all this insanity through the school systems, if anyone was to, anything that can be fathomed to be possibility shaped like some sort of gun or something, suspending 7-year-old children. It's just, look at the knee-jerk reaction that this society embellishes. There's a tragedy like Sandy Hook. The lapdog media runs with it. And then the legislators, whether it be state or federal, start with all this new laws, rules, and regulations. And the schools are suspending kids for having cupcakes with little army men or the shape of their Pop-Tarts in. I mean, it is insane. It's crazy. But now listen to this. This one I even had to, we did this during the week. Florida bill would require anger management courses for bullet buyers. When you think you've heard it all, then here it comes. And this was reported first by Fox News. A Florida legislator wants anyone trying to buy ammunition to complete an anger management program first. And what critics say is the latest example of lawmakers reaching for constitutionally dubious solutions to the problem of gun violence. The bill was filed Saturday by State Senator Audrey Gibson, who must be completely incompetent, would require a 3-day waiting period for the sale of any firearm or ammunition to anyone who has not completed anger management courses. The proposal would require ammo buyers to take the anger management course every 10 years. You know, we should require anyone that is going to perform the duty of state legislator or go to the House or the Senate in Washington to take some courses on the Constitution, and maybe for this lunatic here, Audrey Gibson, take some courses in some common sense. That's what's missing. You know, I read this story and I was like, you know, how stupid can they be? What kind of idiots are they electing in Florida? But you know, it's not just Florida. And it's not just this poor hapless moron. They're everywhere. I mean, wasn't it last week we were discussing the fact that Maxine Waters was saying if the sequestration went into effect, 170 million people were going to lose their jobs. And I wasn't aware of how many people had jobs. I know it's declining, but Mike said that he'd looked it up. It was 140 million. I heard that number other places. What a stupid comment. I mean, are these people completely detached from any reality? How dumb are they? How can you be this idiotic and drive a car or you know, maintain, get out of the rain? I mean, how? Are they really this stupid, or do they just run off at the mouth? Do they just come up with ideas because they have nothing else to do? Do they do this just to get attention? They want attention, no matter if it's criticism for being dumb. What is it? Why? But this is not the end. This is just the beginning. Because like I've said here before, they're not going to stop coming after your Second Amendment rights. Because their goal is a disarmed peasantry. Now, that's going to take some time. And they may never fully reach their goal. But they're darn sure going to try, and we're seeing it right now. All these things put together, how they're coming at the Second Amendment. There's very little left, in my opinion, that they haven't accomplished that they really wanted to accomplish. I think their goal has been delayed. Yes, I agree with that. But look at the steps they're making. Look at how they're condoning killing Americans. Look how they're condoning detaining Americans indefinitely. Now, there was a gentleman called in last week, and he was talking about one of the other shows was discussing the Constitution being suspended. He thought it would happen maybe legislation in 33 around November, September, I can't remember. He sent me the information. It was the same thing that we had covered, the Emergency Banking Act. I had did that prior to coming to RBN. May try to look into getting the same guest back lined up again. It took several weeks to go through it, but maybe now's the time if I can get some of the information together. There's some great information there. And this type of insanity, to me, is further proof. The drones, this legislation they're trying to pass about the Second Amendment, gun-free zones, that further, in my opinion, proves that the Constitution is in suspension. And there's several things that we can point to verify that, in my opinion. But this is just the latest legislation in Florida. It's in other states as well. We've reported on it. Where they're trying to undermine the Second Amendment. They're trying to make the gun owner the cigarette smoker. And we've got to keep our guard up because they are masters at doing this over time. They're masters at doing this incrementally. They're masters of getting it done. And then everyone's like, oh, wow, what? You can't smoke in a bar? You know, this is how they achieve their goals. It's not usually gigantic, big, broad steps, which we have seen some of that, but it's slowly eroding our rights, slowly eroding the Constitution. And we've seen it in so many different ways. Would our parents, those of us that are in our 40s and 50s, would our parents believe they would ever see the legislation pass, the stuff that's passed? The Patriot Act, National Defense Authorization Act, this legislation that's in place now, would our grandparents ever thought they'd see the restrictions to gun ownership that we see today and with more on the horizon? Look how far we've come in one generation. And while we're on that subject, the great gun seller Obama, February 2013 was the third highest month on record for background checks on Americans purchasing firearms. According to the FBI, the NICS database, there were 2,309,393 background checks completed in the month of February. Amen. The only 2 months that saw higher numbers were January 2013 and December of 2012. So the last 3 months, Obama has been the greatest gun seller in the history of this country. The American people, when you start trying to take their guns, they hoard guns and bullets. And this, to me, is some of the best news. Barack Obama is being dubbed the greatest gun salesman in history. This is some of the best news that the sleeping giant maybe is attempting to wake and see what is happening in this country. You know, we talk about it from time to time. Just about everyone you meet knows something's wrong. They know the runaway deficit's wrong. They know our manufacturing's disappeared. But they can't put their finger on it, and they keep them so successfully in left-right paradigm, they want to believe that, well, we've got to get this administration out, replace it with this, but the cycle just continues. But maybe through organizations like RepublicBroadcasting.org and the host and the many, many people out there that are listening that I know are activists, you call me, you write me, maybe the people are attempting to wake up and see what is actually going on in our country. Because if things are not turned around and soon, the ship is going to be in the rocks. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, grocery loyalty card purchases surveilled by insurance companies. Back in a moment.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back at the News Radio Fair in the studio. We're going to go to the phones. We got Blue on the line. Blue, how you doing today?
I am good. I found a very interesting story. Normally I don't check Yahoo News, but something just told me to. Ran across it, and it's anti-government squatters, claim house in East Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're in Tennessee, aren't you? Somewhere in that area?
I'm in Tennessee. Yeah, I'm on the east side. We choose not to claim the west side of Tennessee, but that's just us on the east side. But what makes this so interesting is that Mark Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center is involved in this case as well. He commented on it. And apparently this woman, and the reason that it's not getting any traction is because the lady in question is of color.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can't wrap that out.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about it. I'm looking for it, but I haven't found it yet.
Yeah, you can. Fox Memphis. You can go to it. East Memphis Squatter, larger part of extremist problem.
Okay, does it go into detail what their problem is with the government or why they label them that way?
Well, I'll read what Potok says, because Potok commented on this. You can't just go around seizing somebody's house. I'm sorry, it's refreshing. It's really bad. And produce fake documents and then expect that you will remain there. Understand, when they were coming to get this woman who had only been there for a week, they had the SWAT team. They were going to create another Waco. That's exactly what they were setting this up to be. Because if they'd gone in there with bombs and they were, I mean, the sheriff even said that they were going to burst down the doors. Why? Because she put up signs. She put a lock around the gate of the home. And she put up signs, no trespassing. But let me continue with this. Explains... and expect them there will go to prison, explains Potok of Southern Poverty Law Center. Potok tracks extreme groups in the United States. Gentry, which is a woman in question, is following a growing number of resurgence of people who do want to abide by government law. He says, apparently it's an organization called the Morris Council. I don't know a whole lot about it. I've never heard of it before. It was established in 1913 when, I guess, the Federal Reserve and the taxation went into place. Consider themselves original inhabitants in the country. But some, like Gentry, also follow the doctrine of a sovereign citizen.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like maybe sovereign citizen type issues. That's interesting. I'm going to have to look for it maybe at the break. We're going to be coming up on the top of the hour break here in about a minute, which you're welcome to hold through it if you want to.
I would. But there are a couple more things I wanted to say.
Okay, we probably got 60 seconds, so go ahead.
Well, one of the things, if you're going to ban a Pop-Tart from school, now I understand that this is a government-supplied Pop-Tart. So shouldn't the government be responsible for providing the Pop-Tart, and shouldn't they be held accountable because the child took a bite out of the corner of the Pop-Tart? And if that's the case, then all rectangular and square food products should be banned from schools, because you might take out the bite of the corner and shape it into a gun.
Hold that thought for me, Blue. We're going to be coming up on the top of the hour break, so just stay with me. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Farron, joined by Blue in Tennessee. Back in moments. Stay with us.